As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, a big one tonight. Big one tonight. An hour from now, you will hear from Brandon Scott. He has been out there. He's covered this team as much and as well as anybody out there. He is our guy. He will be at the game tonight. And he will be in studio with us, 440 Rockets Report. And they got to have Martin Maldonado will be there. Not sure if that actually is the case, but I think it would be good luck. Debbie the Texan's going to be out there. CJ Stroud, I believe I'm announcing this right. I believe he's going to be out there. Slim Thug is supposed to be out there, as he is even battling through items being stolen from him. He is still going to be there. Matthew Knowles, he'll be there. It is going to be star-studded. Everybody's going to be.
Who is Matthew Knowles?
Beyonce's father. They'll be out there. Not only does Carl Lewis go to Sabercats games, he will also be, as from my sources, he will be out there as well.
I think Larry Durker, too.
Larry Durker.
You got a big list, man.
He's still with us, right? Larry's still
with us?
Yeah. Okay. All right, Larry Durker will be there. Yep, a lot of people. This is a big one. The stars are coming out. They know how big this is. Wade Phillips, he'll be there as well. So a lot happening in a huge game tonight. And I want to throw this one out because I've seen this from many of you. And I just kind of want to get an understanding from where people are right now. I know after the game Sunday, that was, God, where the hell are we? Like 85 points. We can't hit nothing. We can't lose. And I think the feel is if you go down 0-2 and losing the two at home and have to go to Golden State, That's going to be a problem in chasing. Like, that's going to be a problem. What they have done historically at home during the playoffs is going to be a problem. Now that you've had a couple of days to breathe, and the NBA will help you with having 2 or 3 days in between games, do you feel like it's an overreaction to change and make lineup changes for game two? Or do you think it is to a point that they should do that? Where are you at? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, do you think that it is an overreaction to say the Rockets need to make some lineup changes?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm assuming we're talking starting lineup.
Starting lineup, definitely starting lineup. Hell, even minutes, because I'm seeing a lot of We got to let Cam Whitmore get some run.
Well, that's
we got to let Reed Sheppard.
Let's not text in.
If Fred's going to miss those many shots, why not get Reed Sheppard?
Less Fred, I can get down with. More Cam and more Reed Sheppard. I don't think that's the answer to beat Golden State. But hey, look, I'm a casual fan. So if that's what you believe in it. I'm not going to tell anybody how to fan. Now, here's the deal. The answer is yes, Ron. Whether you're talking about changing the starting lineup or you're talking about just changing minutes significantly to where the majority of the time this lineup is on the court, I think it has to happen. There's no way in hell that you can have Fred VanVleet again being a predominant ball handler for as long as he was, whether he's hitting shots or not. You can't have that. And then on the flip side of that, there were times in that game where Fred was part of it, but you look up and you got two bigs on the floor with Dylan Brooks and Jabari Smith like that, and Fred like that. That can't be the case either. I mean, this has to be. I love, and I'm not saying you start it. I would love for him too. I'm not saying you start it, but we got to see more of it. The way they opened up the second half last week or Sunday night, and that was Jabari Smith, Amen Thompson, Jalen Green. It was Shingun, and I believe Brooks, Dylan Brooks was on the floor with him. Though that five right there, it's hell on defense. And you can absolutely roll out on offense. And you got shooters. You got guys that can attack downhill. You got a post presence with Shingun that can work inside and out. I'm just that is the lineup that I would prefer to see. And I love what I heard Amen Thompson talking about, which is just because it's a playoff don't mean we got to play slower. We can play fast. We know we can. We did it in the second half, and it worked for us. We got to do it in this game. So. I think it's got to change.
They had some success with that. They had some success with Steven Adams in there, too. There were some lineups that maybe you thought, will Ime make some adjustments and we'll see that more.
Well, even with your double bigs, I like Jalen and Amen Thompson on the floor attacking. I like one of those two, if not both of them, on the floor attacking in all scenarios. But again, I don't know if that's the starting lineup changes that way, but that may be a bit aggressive, but I don't think what I'm saying is crazy as it pertains to what we saw last week, what we just heard Amen Thompson talking about and the outcome of last week's game. Here's the thing is they're not going to, whether it's Fred VanVleet on the floor or it's Jalen Green, they're not going to shoot as poorly as they did in game one. That wasn't a Golden State defense thing. That was a Rockets player issue. That's not going to happen. I think there's a much better showing regardless of what the Rockets do, but man, I'm in for shaking up that lineup for damn sure.
Text line coming to dance with who brung you?
Who brought you? That's my question. If I know who brought me, I would agree wholeheartedly. But I mean, but seriously, every time I watched the Rockets this year, which was a lot, it looked different. Now, some of that had to do with injuries. Fred's injury issue. I think Jalen was the only one that wasn't injured and played the whole damn time, to be honest with you. So it looked different for those reasons. But, to put it simply, whether it's Jabari, whether it's Jalen, whether it's Amen Thompson, whether it's Shingun, every time that I watched them, there was a different level of aggressiveness from those guys instead of a steady, this is what this guy's bringing to the table. And I'd like to see them all just pin their ears back and go do work.
Yeah, for those of – I think there's two things that I'm seeing a lot of. For those of you who are on and we'll get to the less serious, but the more serious of, hey, I think they should start the game with the lineup. Some people saying that they should start the game with the lineup you were talking about. Amen, Jalen Green, Jabari Smith, Jabari into the starting lineup. That's been a big talk with Dylan Brooks. And Shingun, and listen, I wouldn't pull the trigger on putting Fred on the bench yet. Now I'm with you, Clint. I would really eyeball this thing, and already know going into it, I want to get Jabari more minutes. I want to get, some other guys more minutes, and maybe have Fred less. But I would start Fred out to see if he makes the adjustments in the game. And he plays a better game, because I do think, like, if you run him to the bench, I wonder what that you know, that one game just kind of took me out all year. It's like this has been our comic force and all this, and one game, bam, he's to the bench. And two, like, I, you know, obviously off of that, I don't know how he, I know you should say, well, he's a basketball player, he's getting paid, but people would be affected by that. I would imagine in the playoffs, I'm the one with the most experience. I have a bad game and I go to the bench. You don't want players looking around. You want them guys to be as confident as they can be out there. So I understand the thought. I do want to see more of Amen Thompson and Jalen Green running, like starting things to make the decision to either shoot for themselves or shoot for others. I'd like to see that with them more, and I'd like to see both of them, especially Amen Thompson on this, both of them be more aggressive. So I wouldn't do that. And then the unserious stuff, guys, stop it. Listen, Reed Sheppard and Cam Whitmore, they're good. They're good. They shouldn't be getting in these games unless there's injuries or foul outs right now. Like, listen, they're promising young dudes, and I know you've watched Cam Whitmore score, but they ain't playing in this environment. And I think as it comes to it, like, you got to get your guys to step up and play to the level they have played all year. And I totally agree with you, Clint. I don't think that Cam Whitmore and Reed Sheppard's the answer to jump in here to go against this Golden State team and what they're bringing together. If you got to get to that point, I think you're in real trouble. I think you're in real trouble. If at some point you're like, hey, man, we need a spark or we need to do something, so we need to bring in Reed Sheppard.
Yeah, yeah.
They just haven't been prepared for this situation.
Well, look, I mean, if you've got Amen Thompson and Jalen Green getting downhill and kicking to shooters, then cool. Bringing him in the game and letting him spot up and shoot a bit, okay, cool. To spell somebody, I'm good with that, right? I mean, I'd argue that Eason and obviously Jabari and all those guys bring more to the table right now on the defensive end of the floor, especially when you need that defense against two greats and Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. But if you want to see if he can knock down a couple of shots, fine. But he don't have no place in this conversation. I mean, neither one of those guys have a place in this conversation. What I'm wanting Ime Udoka to do is to play the ones that you got. Like the texter said, dance with the ones that brought you, but let's adjust accordingly. And look, I think it is. I'm with you. I think it is aggressive if he sits down, Fred VanVleet.
Right up, yeah.
But I don't think it's too aggressive to ask him to carry his ass on down the floor and let Jalen Green bring this thing up.
And I don't think it's aggressive to where, hey, if Fred is don't got it, and when I say don't got it, not just from a shooting perspective, from a decision-making perspective, if you start to see him start to roll the way he was in game one, Fred can play 15 minutes. He can play 20 minutes. Yeah. Like, he don't got to play 40. He can play that. You can adjust the time, but I don't think it's time to make knee-jerk decisions off one game. You won 50-plus games. You're the 2 seed in the West. I think you can ride. Now, you go down 0-2, then hell, I mean, everything's on the table at that point. But I think this would be a quick hook.
You won half of some poor-ass shooting away from being in trouble.
Oh, yeah.